Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Don Trenum, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's soccer team, as they get set for just a monster road trip on Wednesday. They'll be at Seattle Pacific to take on that very good Falcon team, and then, of course, Saturday against Western Washington. But coming off a big week where they had a couple of games where they were able to get out of their non-conference schedule, they took on Rocky Mountain College as part of the 8th Annual Rimrock Cup. Very impressive win there, 4-0, and they would come back on Friday, lose to Carroll College 2-1. We're going to talk more about that because the score really doesn't not indicative of what took place on the field per se. But let's talk first of all, Don, just kind of in a general notion. I think all in all, pretty pleased with the way the girls played over those two matches.
Yeah, I thought we did well last week. I thought we played well in both games. Looked pretty fluid. Moved the ball around, created opportunities defensively. Not too many breakdowns. Maybe just three over the two games, I thought, and you know, a really, really good performance in both games, and a tough week, you know, out of conference games that don't really matter for anything in terms of the NCAA regional or anything like that. So I was pleased that they came out and played, you know, had two good performances, and you know, I'd like to win both of them, but overall, pretty pleased.
That Rocky game in particular, you know, you score three first-half goals, probably could have had more, but I mean, you know, you're going to take three goals. I suspect somebody said right now, I'll give you three goals against Seattle Pacific in the first half tomorrow, you take them. But obviously that game really, I mean, towards, you know, at the end of it, I was trying to think, what sort of went wrong there? And I couldn't think of anything. It was really fairly flawless.
Yeah, I thought it was a good performance. Everybody that's, you know, eligible to play in terms of, you know, we have some players redshirting, but everybody got to play on that day. So all our players got some experience, you know, just thought we moved the ball around. We finished well. We scored two goals off of corners. We got a shutout. Those are the type of games you know, kind of think about the day before. And when it happens, you're pretty pleased.
You got to see it all the way around too. Of course, Carrie Foreman, you know, a junior, she scores a couple of goals. You had freshmen step up, and Jennifer Larson, Beta Luke, with their first goal as far as being on MSUB. Richter with a couple of solid assists. I mean, it was, you got to see sort of the future of Montana State Billings, if you will, and you know, the past and present. It just seemed like everybody just pretty much showed up to play.
Yeah, I think so. It was just a great team performance, and I was just real happy for the players that come out here and work so hard every day, day in and day out, the ones that you don't get to see on the stat sheet that often and you don't hear about in the media that much, but the ones that are so important to our team and our program are the girls that don't get to play as much. So it's really great to see their hard work, because they do. In terms of this team this year, we've never had a group that from top to bottom has come out to work every single day, and this team has. So it's great when those players get rewarded for their hard work with some game time.
You know, if you looked at the Carroll College stat sheet, the game you lost 2-1, and you know, somebody blocked out the score and blocked out the goals and everything else, I mean, people would say, well, it looked like MSUB probably had their way with Carroll. I mean, from a statistical standpoint, very, very sharp. But again, you came out on the short end of that one. You know, I know that's always frustrating, but again, you know, from the standpoint of opportunities, they were there.
They were there. I think that game is similar to a few other losses that we've had this year, and I think we just beat ourselves on that day. You know, make a couple breakdowns in the back, some letdowns, and ultimately, I think, beat ourselves. And that's been the one thing. You know, you come away from a game like that, you're like, well, you know, what happened? You know, that's a team that we did pretty much the same performance against last year and beat them. And so what happened this year? And are we a better team than we were last year? And I answer that question. I say, yeah, we definitely are a better team. I think the difference in this team and last year's team is that teams aren't beating us this year. With the games that we're losing, we're beating ourselves. So that's positive, because if we're beating ourselves, we'll fix that in the near future, and again in next year, going into next year.
Like to take a slightly different approach here in the second part and talk about a couple of individual players that we really haven't talked about much during the second part of the Coach's Show before we get to talking about the big games coming up against Seattle Pacific and Western Washington. That's coming up on the second part of the Coach's Show with Don Trenum.
Johnson drops back. He's in the pocket. He's man number 58. Came out of nowhere. What a sack. They heard that hit clear up on the high line. Looks like Johnson's down. He's grabbing his knee. Trainers are coming out to the field. Yeah, looks like he's done.
The risk of injury is part of any sport. When injuries happen, turn to the doctors at AMP. AMP doctors are the leading experts in sports medicine and are committed to keeping athletes safe and getting them back into the game. AMP, athletic medicine and performance. Learn more at ampmontana.com.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Don Trenum, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's soccer team, as they get set for a couple of big games on the road at Seattle Pacific and Western Washington. You know, it's interesting. I heard the numbers the other day for Jennifer Larson, you know, that outstanding freshman for you. And, you know, I guess I knew it, but I kind of forgot about it. It's like she's sort of been under the radar this year, which is amazing because her numbers are outstanding. But I think a lot of it has had to do with the fact that Jocelyn Richter has had such an incredible year. You know, and I know that, you know, you're always a little, you know, worried about too much emphasis on the freshman. But talk about Jennifer Larson, because I think what she's got like 8 goals now as a freshman. Those are incredible numbers. Has it sort of helped her that she's been able to kind of maybe fly under the radar a little bit, having Jocelyn there and getting so much of the press?
You know, I don't know. You know, Jocelyn deserves the press she's getting. She certainly had a great year in terms of Jen. Everybody on this team, the coaches, Jen, you know, we all know she's a good player, and she's a player that goes out and scores goals. And I think Jen helps Jocelyn, and I think Jocelyn helps Jen, and those two help everybody else around them. So, I've been real happy with Jen. I think she's had a solid year. I think she's going to be a player in this conference that's going to continue to be one of the best. And I've been real happy with her performance. And one thing that's great about Jen, in my 8 years as a college head coach here, she is probably the best player in the air that I've ever coached. She can get up there and put that ball where she wants to with her head, whether it's in the back of the goal with a pass or just going up and winning the ball. She's great in the air.
I also want to talk about Jordan Fenwick. You know, we have not talked about the keeper situation a lot this year. And, you know, I think for people who probably don't really understand the game of soccer, and frankly, particularly before this year, I would have fallen into that category. And I like to think that I'm understanding it better now. But if you would ask me, you know, kind of the role or what the sort of the criteria for a goalkeeper was, I would have probably told you, oh, pretty good lateral movement. I assume they got to have nice hands, you know, maybe the ability to leap a little bit, you know, in case you got that high ball. But I was thinking of them as sort of the last line of defense, which I know is a very, very important quality for a keeper. But I've come to realize there's a lot more to the position than that. Sort of give us a sort of a, I guess, a soccer 101 on the goalkeeper position and what sort of things you're looking for at that particular position when you're maybe out on the recruiting trail.
Well, I think number one, that player's got to be a very confident player, and they've got to they've got to be able to kind of lead back there because they are the last line, and they're also the player that sees everything out there in front of them. So you got to have a confident leader back there. The other thing that's very important, and the player's got to organize the back four and be the communicator back there. And then when there's corner kicks, they've got to be communicating to the players on where they should be, who they should be marked up with, set pieces, all of that. And then the bottom line, the last thing they got to do is just keep the ball out of the back of the net, and that's probably the most important. But definitely has to be a strong leader, confident, and vocal, because they got so much organizational duties back there in the back.
Throw one more out there. How important is that kicking ability, you know, that ability to punt it a long ways or to have that? Because, you know, I think from somebody who doesn't understand the game, you're thinking, well, they're probably a keeper because maybe they didn't have the skill sets that some of the other players did actually on the field. And that's probably not the case at all. But how important is that aspect of it?
Yeah, I think that, you know, then that falls into the technical category of a keeper. And that's something that's very important, because if you don't have a keeper that can take long goal kicks or has a good punt, that ball tends to not get out of your half sometimes. So it's good to be able to, for that player to be able to get the ball out of their half with their kick and with their punt. So that's definitely an important part. And, you know, and Jordan's good at both of those things.
All right, Yellow Jackets coming up. What a huge weekend as they get ready to take on Seattle Pacific and Western Washington. I want to talk about that during the third part of the Coach's Show coming right up.
I quit to reduce my chances of breast cancer.
I quit because smoking's expensive. Now I can afford more toys.
I quit because I made up my mind this time. I called the free quit line and they're helping me keep my word.
I quit for lots of reasons. We'd love to hear yours. Please call the free Montana Quit Line today at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Don Trenum, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's soccer team. Boy, I've been waiting for this one for a while. At Seattle Pacific, then at Western Washington. Let's talk about the first one coming up October 21st. Don, we figured coming in, Seattle Pacific was going to be an awful good squad again, and it appears that they've lived up to their billing.
Well, I think, you know, chance to win another national championship. They, you know, from what I've heard and seen some results and things, they're legit again, and they're a good team. They lost a few players last year, but looks like the players that came in and replaced those players are doing well. And, you know, Seattle Pacific's a good team. It's a great challenge for us, a great opportunity. But we're looking at it as, you know, a chance for us to kind of break into that national scene and get a great result. And in a place that's very hard against the defending national champion, it's a great team. So for me, I look at it as a great opportunity to go in there and take it to them.
Yeah, this is one of those opportunities where I'm just going to drop the cliches like you won't believe, but I assume you get this one of those games where you really don't have any room for error, that you really got to have your A game, and I just suspect everybody's really got to be at the top of their game.
Yeah, I think you got to go in there and you know, you got to play flawless and create some opportunities, defend, just do everything that we've worked on since preseason last spring. Because certainly we do talk a lot about Seattle Pacific because they're the best team in our conference. So I think the players naturally are going to be pretty pumped up to play this game, and I expect a really good performance because we've got a good team. Seattle Pacific's got a good team, and I think we'll go out there and do some really good things.
Taking a look at the next game, and I know right now you're just thinking about Seattle Pacific, but unfortunately we won't get a chance to talk before the Saturday game in Western Washington. How do you stack up against this squad?
Well, I think you know, Western Washington, you know, we're not talking a lot about them, and maybe we're geared up towards Seattle Pacific. When I say we're not sitting here on the coaches show talking a lot, but our players know Western Washington is as good a team as Seattle Pacific as well. They beat Seattle Pacific earlier this year. Western Washington is the defending GNAC champion. They're ranked top 10 in the regional rankings, so, and they're sitting in first place right now. So as big a game as Wednesday night is against Seattle Pacific, Western Washington's just as big, and they're a quality opponent. So for us, we look at both these games the same way, and that we're playing two good teams. We have a good team. We know if we can go over there and win both games this week, we'll be at first place at the end of the week in the conference, and we'll have a chance to move up in the all-important regional rankings. So I think this is why the players came to play at MSUB, for these type of opportunities, to get a chance to beat these type of teams and to win GNAC championships. So, yeah, I'd be excited if I'm, as a player, I know I'm excited as a coach and really confident in what we can go do out there this week.
So it's interesting when you take a look at the schedule at the start of the year, and I know you just take it one game at a time, starting off with that first exhibition game against the University of Montana, but there's got to be a part of you when you look at that schedule that just wants to circle that one weekend down the road and say, boy, I hope we're in a good place when we go down there. I mean, and, you know, obviously you haven't been looking past opponents to get to them, but now that it's finally here, the excitement is obviously there.
Oh, yeah, I think so. And the training the past couple days is it's always been good this year, but it's been amped up a little bit in terms of the players and their work. I just think everybody's really looking forward to it. We're looking forward to getting on that plane tonight, and just what a great opportunity. Like I said, I'm really excited. The players are really excited, and we're very confident. I sense a little bit of more confidence in this team than what we've had in the past going over there. So it should be exciting.
Yeah, I think maybe that's the advantage of having younger players. Maybe they're too stupid to know just how good these teams are. I'm saying that facetiously, but there is a confidence level there with these younger players where they're not intimidated by any type of program you're going to go up against.
Well, one of the freshmen told me this morning she had a dream last night that we won against Seattle Pacific, so I kind of joked around with her, oh, well, now we don't even have to go play the game. But, yeah, I think they're just, this whole team, I think they're just going over there. They know what they've got in a team. They're confident in each other's abilities. They're confident in their own abilities, and what an opportunity to display it against the defending national champion, who's ranked currently number one in our region and number three in the country. This is the exciting part about it for sure.
And I know that, I know it's even been a little bit of a frustrating aspect from you, not from the standpoint that you've been such a great road team, but actually a little bit better on the road than at home. So you've already proven that you can be successful, away from Yellow Jacket Field.
Yeah, it's definitely something we've done well. We've played well on the road this year, so maybe it's the maybe it's that continental breakfast we get each morning that gets us pumped up to play later that afternoon or that night. I don't know. But, yeah, we're playing well on the road. So these next two games are on the road against great opponents. And we are a very good road team. So it should be it'll be an exciting week for us for sure.
Should make mention that after these two games, too, you just basically it's just all at home. Then after that, you'll be at home against St. Martin's on the 29th, and you've got games to finish off the season against Western Oregon, Seattle Pacific, and Western Washington. Coach Don Trenum, best of luck to you at Seattle Pacific and Western Washington, and looking forward to talking to you again next week on the Coach's Show.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ken.
Don Trenum, head coach for the Montana State Billings women's soccer team. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.